Welcome to Educated Tweens Not Kids. I'm ABJ, your host. Today I'm going to talk about the second part of what you need to know about tween celebrities. Some of them you may not know, like I said in the last episode, which is part one. If you haven't listened to that one, go check that one out and then come back to this one. Okay, so like I said, you may not know them, but now you can be very familiar with them, so you can tell your friends and also support them, because some of them are, like, they are activists and, like, definitely support their cause. So, let's get into it! The person I want to talk about is Marley Diaz. So Marley launched a campaign called #1000BlackGirlBooks when she was 11. Now she is 16, but she came up with a great idea when she was a tween, so you can definitely do it too. She launched the campaign in November of 2015, and in the campaign she collected books that featured African American children as main characters. And as you can probably tell, Marley is an American activist, and she's also a writer as she's, like, become older. Her book is called Marley Diaz Gets It Done, and so can you. She also has written about pop culture on the blog BAM, which she co-created with her friends Brianna and Amina. And Marley was born in Philadelphia on January 3rd, 2005. She is a Capricorn, so she recently, just like the Capricorn season, I think, just recently ended. So Marley grew up in New Jersey, although she was born in Philadelphia. And in 2015, the same year she created her campaign, she was awarded the Disney Friends for Change Grant. Jordan Rhea James. So Jordan is a Libra. She was born on October 22nd, 2010 in Upland, California. That also means that she is 10 years old, like many people. Jordan is a TV actress. She is best known for playing Mimi on the Facebook web series 5 Points. So 5 Points is about a life-changing event that takes place at Southside Chicago High School, and it is seen from, like, different perspectives of 5 students, and each point of view would bring perspective to, like, more understand the truth on what, like, really happened. She's also been on game shows like Kids React and Bet on Your Baby. And in 2019, she began starring as I think Amy on the Netflix Family Reunion. So before her career in entertainment began, she booked her first modeling gig with Carter's at 18 months, which is for me pretty amazing, and because, like, you wouldn't think you would be, like, one and already be a model. So she's also been cast in Julia Roberts' Amazon series Homecoming, which many of you probably watched. It is a psychology thriller set in, like, a facility helping soldiers transition to, like, a civilian life, which in the movie, like I said, is called Homecoming. And a former employee of the facility, which her name is Heidi, is questioned by the Department of Defense about the reasons she left, like, why she left. So it sounds really interesting. I haven't watched it, but you probably should and see what it is about. So that's everything you need to know about Jordan. I want to cover Evelyn Bennett. So she was born on May 20th, 2010, which means she is 10 years old. She was born in Hawaii, which sounds like a wonderful place to be born in. So, she is a YouTube family vlogging star, and she is known as one of 8 vloggers on the channel, the Ohana Adventure. So, the Ohana Adventure is a daily vlog channel of the Hawaii-based Bennett family, whose videos earn them more than 3.4 million subscribers. And the family has talked about moving from Hawaii to the U.S. mainland, finding residence in U-Haul, but I don't think that has happened yet, which sounds like amazing, because if they came to like live in your state, you could probably find more about them and possibly become friends with Evelyn. So before she was famous, before she was really famous, she began her YouTube career in December 2015 when her mother launched the Ohana Adventure channel, which is the channel that has become like amazing, like has 3.4 million subscribers. So one of the most popular Ohana Adventure videos she appears in is in May 2016, and it's known as the Kindergartner Cut Her Own Hair. So she is one of 4 daughters and 2 sons, and so she has a lot of siblings. Could you imagine living that big of a family? It sounds amazing, but yet a little chaotic. Talking about many 9-year-olds and 10-year-olds, 11-year-olds, I now want to talk about 12-year-olds. So I want to talk about Coco Quinn. She was born in June on the 7th in 2008. She is 12 years old, like I said. She was born in California, and she is a Gemini. Woo-hoo. So, she is a young dancer who's trained with her sisters at dance positions. She's also been a member of the mini elite competition team Molly's Monsters, and she's played the character Katie on the popular Brat series, Manny and Chicken Girls. Before she was famous, when she was 2 years old, she started arithmetic gymnastics. I think many people start gymnastics, but I think she started it very early in life. So at the Showbiz Talent Competition in Riverside, California, she placed first overall in Petite Diamond Line. She also has been a singer and released her debut single What I Love About Me in July 2020, and which is really recent. And she's also the member of the Goat Family LA influencer group. So you should probably go check out her song and the influencer group. About a 9-year-old named Blue Ivy Carter. So she was born on January 7th in 2012, and she was born in New York City, which is a very popular place. So if you live there right now, know that Blue Ivy was born in New York City. So she is a famous first child of superstars Beyonce and Jay-Z. Many of you, including me, love their music, and they're very famous for their music, and many people would say that they have great music. So her parents tried to trademark her name in order to start like a merchandise line. It sounds like a great idea, but I don't think that they succeeded. But know that, like, think about it, like when you're an adult, like maybe things have changed and you may be able to trademark your children's name for like a merchandise line or like just anything for it, or like, copyright it so like no one else can have that name, if you know what I mean. It sounds super cool. And before she was born, her birth was announced at the 2011 MTV Video Music Awards. It sounds super cool. Like, could you imagine you're famous and you get to, like, announce your child's birth, like, on a musical award or, like, on a TV show? It's just amazing. But what's even better is that Jay-Z dedicated his song Glory to her 2 days after her birth, which is, like, super amazing. And I think, like, it just, you can tell, like, they really care for her, and they were really happy that she was born. Much for listening. Subscribe to my podcast, leave a voice message on my website, and add comments what you want future episodes to be about, and if you would like to be a guest. The next episode is going to be about black heroes, or like black heroes, like I said, since it is Black History Month. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Tease Not Kids. Bye!